Manufacturing as healthcare's next competitive advantage, the strategic implications of Eli Lilly's $27 billion investment. Eli Lilly's recent $27 billion commitment to U.S. manufacturing is more than an expansion, it's a strategic shift that underscores the evolving role of production in healthcare. Traditionally, pharmaceutical companies have focused on research and development as the primary driver of competitive advantage. However, in a world of supply chain disruptions, geopolitical instability, and shifting trade policies, manufacturing agility has emerged as equally critical. Supply chain stability is as crucial as clinical efficacy. Manufacturing agility is the difference between market leadership and vulnerability. James Tannehill at Plaquemine Holdings, we've long recognized that manufacturing is not just an operational necessity, it is the foundation of sustainable growth, resilience, and innovation. Healthcare companies that embrace this reality will define the future of the industry. Lilly's announcement is a powerful confirmation of this thesis. The role of policy and economics in pharma manufacturing. This investment is also a response to shifting U.S. trade policies. With the potential for new tariffs on drug imports, Lilly's move to reshore manufacturing is not just proactive, it is economically strategic. Historically, pharmaceutical products have been exempt from trade levies due to their critical role in healthcare. However, if tariffs on drug imports do materialize, companies that have over-indexed on foreign production could find themselves at a significant disadvantage. Lilly's investment is not a short-term reaction but a long-term structural repositioning. Localizing API production reduces dependency on suppliers in politically sensitive regions. Scaling injectable drug capacity domestically ensures that high-margin, in-demand treatments remain accessible to U.S. patients without supply chain bottlenecks. The result is a company that is not just producing drugs but actively shaping the future of healthcare logistics. The broader implications: manufacturing as value creation. Lilly's nearly $50 billion in U.S. manufacturing investments over the past 5 years is one of the most ambitious expansions in its 150-year history. This commitment signals a broader transformation within the industry, where manufacturing is no longer viewed as a cost to be minimized, but as a competitive advantage to be maximized. At Plaquemine, we have seen this pattern emerge across multiple industrial sectors. Whether in healthcare, packaging, or automation, companies that control their production capacity and supply chains create outsized value. They are not only more resilient in times of crisis but also more agile in responding to market shifts. For years, the pharmaceutical industry prioritized R&D and regulatory approvals as the primary levers of success. While these remain vital, the events of the past decade have proven that production capabilities can be just as defining. The ability to manufacture at scale, with minimal disruption and maximal efficiency, is the new frontier of differentiation. The factory is the future of healthcare. The implications of Lilly's investment stretch beyond its balance sheet. This is a paradigm shift in how the healthcare sector must think about its operational model. Companies that recognize manufacturing as a strategic pillar, rather than an auxiliary function, will dominate the next era of the industry. The future of healthcare is not just being developed in laboratories, it is being built in factories. And in a world of rising demand, increasing geopolitical uncertainty, and evolving trade policies, the companies that control their production infrastructure will ultimately control the market. Lilly's move is a bold bet, but it is also an inevitable one. The only question now is whether the rest of the industry will follow, or fall behind.